Good afternoon and welcome to a special meeting of the Board of Directors of the South San Luis Obispo County Sanitation District. It's Friday, September 25th, 2015. May I have a roll call, please?
Director Lucy?
Here.
Vice Chair Schultz?
Here.
Chairman Hill?
Here. Today we have a special meeting, so we'll have public comment on the items that are on the agenda for the special meeting. Item three is the special meeting, and there's actually three items. First is consideration of contract from Oceana Community Services District that was discussed at the meeting of September 2nd. That's this Sanitation District Board meeting of September 2nd. Item 3B has two parts. First, approval of the correction to the job description for district administrator. And second, approval of contract for interim district administrator that was discussed again at the meeting of this board on September 2nd and September 16th. So would anyone like to comment on the special item agenda? For general public comments under the Brown Act, we can't entertain that today. We'll have opportunity for general public comment at the regular board meeting coming up first Wednesday of the month. So would anyone like to comment on the special agenda items today? Mark.
Hello, Mark London, Ray Grandy. I'm a rate payer of the South County Sanitation District. I would appreciate if you folks would consider the fact of not subsidizing one particular member of this group, and if that can't be accommodated as reasonable charges for billing, that the process go towards the county for adding to the property tax rolls. Okay.
Thank you. Would anyone else like to comment on items on the agenda today?
Hi, Patty Welsh, Arroyo Grande. I would also like to say we seem to be subsidizing one group, and that's wrong. And I, too, would like to just see this go on the tax roll and be done and over with. You know, enough's enough. And also, I don't think this should have been a special meeting. This should have been a regular board meeting. There's nothing special about this. How many times have we gone over and over and over this? Look at how few people are here. It's because we've got people who work for a living, and they just can't get off to be here. So this meeting wasn't appreciated at all.
Thank you. Larry?
I'm Larry Bross. I live on the Strand. I'm a retired teacher. I retired in 87. I'm a resident of Oceano. I once was up in front of the Board of Supervisors, and one of the board members told me, the residents are my first concern. Baloney. The residents have always been their last concern. I've watched this last meeting that you had on television, and if that was not a disgrace and an example of what has been going on, you know, with this whole district in the past. Any citizen who saw that and wouldn't come up to this meeting that had the chance like I do, you know, would not be considered a citizen of our concern. The only person there that I thought had any clear thinking was Julie Tacker, who I understand wrote a letter here because she cannot be here. This is a special meeting, and I can't speak on anything, you know, that really concerns me about this sanitation department because of the Brown Act. And by the way, I'll honor it, okay? But I'm annoyed with it. I'm really annoyed with it. I'm going to say this, that I have no confidence in what had happened here over the last 4 or 5 years. I mean, I live in the Bell City, you know, of this whole area. You know what I'm talking about. And I'm really annoyed with you spending all this time about billing mistakes when we owe money because of a flood that took place that shouldn't have taken place because there are liars and cheaters who were working for the county. People protecting the county's liability didn't open up a floodgate. Now they're doing the flood. I don't know if they're going to open it up anyway. And we still owe money on that deal. Thank you.
Thank you, Larry. Would anyone else like to address the issues that are on the agenda this afternoon? Ms. Brown.
Sharon Brown, resident of Grover Beach. The confusion over this issue certainly indicates the need for an equitable system for all the agencies of the district in billing practices at the minimum. However, the issue today is not whether OCSD billing practices are reasonable in comparison to Grover Beach and Arroyo Grande. The issue is, what did the board agree to and when? Do we have a contract long term or not? And where do we go from here?
Thank you very much.
I'd also like to say with this contract that I would hope that this board would give 60 days notice today. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comment? Okay, hearing none, we'll come back to the board. And I believe the primary reason for the special meeting was I think there was confusion on the action that this board took on September 2nd. And just to clarify that for everyone and in our own minds, what action was actually taken or what action was intended. And the idea of where to move forward from here, we'll probably have to wait till our next regular meeting, and properly so. But I wanted to get all the players together again and consider what action was taken or intended at the last meeting to clarify that. And that we had a staff report. John, did you want to summarize the staff report? Or?
Yes, sir. Good afternoon, Chairman Hill and the directors of the board. Staff recommends that the board review the action taken at the September 2nd meeting, and if consistent with the intent of the board, sign the attached OCSD billing service agreement. Before that, we should probably go through a quick timeline so we can understand everything that happened and where any confusion may have come up. On the 19th of August, our general manager or district administrator at that time had a conversation with OCSD and had come up with an understanding about paying $3,666 for current billing plus, and this would cover billing apparently plus past billing, and there will be additional incidental charges. So as a result, the Sand District staff and legal counsel came up with an agreement, drafted that agreement, sent it off to OCSD's general manager on the 20th. OCSD had a board meeting on the 26th and looked at the terms of the agreement and decided that's not what they intended and what they wanted. And so they voted 3-2 and to present a billing services agreement back to the Sand District. At that point and at that time, Chairman Hill, Director Guerrero, and the district administrator at the time, Rich Sweet, were all at that meeting, so there was a clear understanding for them of what was going on. At the Sand District's meeting on September 2nd, we had a large pack of with our of staff reports with our board pack in an attempt to give a history of everything that happened. There were just a lot of papers involved. The problem was that the billing service agreement that OCSD was offering at that time was not present in that package. What was present in that package and not clearly marked was a short-term billing agreement that they had previously rejected. So after our board discussed it for a period of time, I believe the chairman offered a motion and there was no second on it. And then Director Scholes offered a motion indicating apparently the agreement that he was looking at that time, which was the short-term billing agreement, which unfortunately was the only contract in that packet. And so a roll call vote was done at that time. It appears that Chairman Hill and Director Guerrero both understood it to be the billing service agreement, which was being at that time offered by OCSD. And it seems apparent that Director Scholes' motion was basically on the contract that was present in that package at that time.
Well, let me save everybody some time. My motion was very clear that I was moving for approval of a short-term agreement. That doesn't necessarily have to be the one that was in the packet. That could have been something else negotiated. There was also a second part to my motion that we pursue outside billing service for all three agencies. So it was not my intent to approve the contract that is in the packet today. So let's be clear. So now whatever we do today and going forward, I'm willing to have that discussion. I don't know if that needs to happen at this special meeting or at a regular meeting. But I want everyone to be clear that I've been doing this a long time and that I was not confused by what was in the packet or not. It was a matter of approving a short-term billing agreement, not a year-long agreement, because the idea is to get, as Ms. Brown said, to an equitable agreement amongst the three. Now, if the person who made the second was confused, then there should have been some more discussion on the motion. So I think that's where I am. And maybe hopefully I've saved us some time or at least put us back in the right direction to figure out how do we, as someone said, this has gone on way too long. Let's get this resolved.
Well, I understand that the three agencies have discussed amongst the finance directors, which our board recommended that they do some time ago, and that they have a proposal that can be entertained at our next meeting. So that may obviate the need for us to really discuss further unless we hear their proposal that we may consider going forward at the next meeting. But and that may make a moot point of the entire thing, but as of a couple of weeks ago, or when I've reviewed the tape of the last meeting several times, and it's kind of interesting that none of the terms of the whatever agreement was being discussed were there. There was the only terms. One term said it was a 60-day contract. One discussion had a 60-day opt-out. Another part of the discussion said it was a 30-day contract. And no other terms were discussed during that meeting. And again, I've replayed the tape several times. So to me, it seems it was confusing. And I, having cast a minority vote in the decision to go forward, I signed what I thought was the contract under discussion and that, okay. that our Fair board enough. had approved. So believing that I was doing what the motion maker and the successful vote had authorized, I signed the document on that basis. But subsequently, there appeared to be confusion in various quarters about what was done or intended. And so I wanted to get that straight so we have just a basis of common understanding going forward.
Okay.
Again, it may not be necessary that we revisit that in any detail because I believe the action that we had previously taken to try to get the finance directors of the three member jurisdictions together and come up with a proposal on how to move forward. It appears that they're ready to do that at our next meeting. So I leave it to...
Are we doing public comment or responding to public requests right now, or are we doing director's comments, Mr. Hill?
We're doing director's comments. There is a letter that we received from Ms. Tacker that she requested that we read into the record.
Well, I don't know if you have to read it into the record. The fact that you have it and we've received it, I've read Ms. Tacker's letter. And so the fact that, well, can you provide him with a copy?
If I may I finish with our staff recommendations, the supplemental staff report, if the board's willing to hear it.
So legal counsel or?
We've had the public comment period, so we'll move forward with the board discussion.
So can I just jump in? I think that we started board discussion maybe before we had an original staff report and then a supplemental staff report because there was information that has come to light and occurrences that have happened after the point that we published this staff report. So that's what I think John would like to just finish off that. Is that okay with everyone?
Yes. If the chair is okay, I'm okay.
Yes, for the supplemental staff report, yes, please.
Okay. Thank you.
And this is the supplemental staff report dated today.
Yes, sir. After we published the original staff report, there was a meeting at Oceano Community Services District where they came up with terms that could affect the board's decision making on this. Staff recommends that the board of directors receive and consider this information from this report. During the September 23rd meeting of Oceano Community Services District Board of Directors, the board voted to accept a one-time billing payment from the South San Luis Obispo County Sand District, received a check, and deposited a check. This payment for $3,666 was accepted as a payment for current billing services, as indicated by the OCSD board. At that same meeting, the OCSD board also authorized their general manager to continue billing services provided the Sand District make a written request and payment of the amount of $3,666 by 15th day of the month in which the bills were to be sent out. And the OCSD board also passed a motion authorizing general manager and legal counsel to develop an agreement in collaboration with the cities of Grover Beach, Arroyo Grande, and the Sanitation District based on a formula of $15,000 per year plus 57 cents per customer per billing period. I might add that as far as I know, none of the particular member agencies have agreed to that contract. That contract has been drafted and presented to each member agency, and at this point, none of them have actually gotten with their legal counsel and agreed to it, but that's the current presentation. District staff plans to present this item to the board for discussion consideration on October 7th meeting. Due to OCSD's acceptance of the current payment for billing, the Sand District will receive payment fees for the current billing cycle. And so we're paid through November 15th. At the same time, the past billing cycle has not been paid and will need to be negotiated. So at this time, staff. This time, staff is requesting board direction on how to proceed with that effort.
I'd like to add something to that, Mr. Hill. First of all, the formula that 15,000 plus 54 cents per account is a formula that the financial manager for Arroyo Grande had put forth. Ms. Malicott, I think that's appropriate, right? It was not created by Oceano Community Services District. Secondly, is that the contract that, because there has been so many contracts, I do understand that people do get confused and mixed up, and the contract that somehow got into the packet, you know, was actually discovered by Oceano Community Services District when Amy had gone over to meet with Mr. Ogren. So that was who identified that the contract was not the current contract. I continually hear, give Oceano a 60-day notice. If you had a contract with Oceano Community Services District, then you could give them a 60-day notice. But at this current time, the Sanitation District does not have a contract with the Oceano Community Services District. Oceano Community Services District is part of this collaboration. This contract has to be in the best interest of all. It does not make good sense to fragment us off, to separate the collaborating bodies and separate us off as in a punitive way. Oceano, you go over here and do your thing. AG and Grover, we'll go do our thing. That is not in the best interest of the South County. It is our utmost priority to keep these collaborations continually working together. So, Mr. Clemens, I'm sorry that, and I have to direct this to the board too, that there was no representative from the Sanitation District at the Oceano Community Services District Board of Directors meeting Wednesday night. So if there were concerns or discussion regarding contract language, certainly that would have been a good time to bring it up and have it put in, not to say that it's not too late. But I think Ms. Malicott has gotten us over the hump with the formula, what this board has asked for. And I think that we should take that. I agree with Mr. Hill. We should not continually regurgitate the past packet with the contract. Get the right contract in front of you. Modify it. Do what you need to do. And let's move this ship along.
Mr. Chair, may I? Please. John, can you just clarify? You used the word contract with what Ms. Malicott did. Is that true? Was it a contract or was it an email? And that's the first part of my question. And the second part of my question is, how did information that Ms. Malicott put together get into the community before it got to me? So I'm frustrated as a board member that information is getting out into the community before it gets to me, and if we need to figure out what is going on. The third thing is that the city of Grover Beach has not looked at that. And it had not been discussed with my city manager as of 2 days ago. And so anything before I agree, it's going to have to go before my council. So I want to figure out how we do business and stop getting this agency exposed. We hear lots of complaints about litigation, yet we continue to do things that exposes us to these. So can
Mr. you, Schultz? Yeah. We have your city manager CC'd on all the memos from Ms. Malicott.
Okay.
My.
And we may be heading in the right direction, but I need to find out, was it a contract? Was it information? And so I'm trying to get some information because the public's probably wondering too, because I think part of Ms. Tacker's letter speaks specifically to the formula. So, John, please.
Let me interject in that our agenda limits us to on this discussion. I will say that I share some of your concerns, Mayor Schultz, because I did not see that in advance, and it was what it is not a contract. It's an email.
That's exactly right.
As a suggested idea,
yeah.
that was proposed by a member of the Royal Grande City staff. So that's as far as it's progressed at this point, is that there's an email that was proposed. Certainly not a contract. It is perhaps a suggestion for how our various member agencies may wish to consider proceeding, and that's all it is. And since that's not the subject of the agenda today, I don't really think we should go.
Well, it was not just to be clear, it was not an attack on John. I knew it was not a contract. I wanted him a chance to say it was an email because I didn't want the community or the public to think there was a contract, because there isn't. So thank you for that, John. Thank you for that.
There's one other thing that I would like to point out that is inaccurate. And just a 60-day notice that Ms. Tackard puts in her letter is absolutely inaccurate. And also the existence of a contract is just simply inaccurate and misinformed. But another thing, too, that people might realize or might not realize is that it is impossible to get the county to pick up the roles for the sanitation district at this time. I don't care what you do. They will start receiving material in April and in May. Until then, the sanitation district can start entering the 2,000 names that need to be entered into the database. But it is not factual to say you can give a 60-day notice and switch over to the county. That's a fabrication, and it's impossible.
Director Lucy, I do have a question, because I saw correspondence and there was a payment made of $3,666. And I think in either, I don't know if it was official minutes or some correspondence that said that payment was paid to present billing instead of past billing. Can you maybe?
Yes, I can. We received an email from Mr. Clemens stating that he had attached a $3,666 check. It should be in your packet. It said, to be used in current or past billing. The district chose to go with current billing until the sanitation district decided how they wanted to proceed with past billing. Okay. It's not up to OCSD or any other entity to dictate to the sanitation district how we're going to go about recouping the missed billing, and our board did not feel it was totally inappropriate to ask us to make the decision for this board. So that's how it came about, and I could provide that email to you. I have it.
No, I mean that's fair enough. Thanks for providing it.
But it was an option, okay. Either current or past, your choice.
So what I would suggest at this point, I think, Chair Hill, you were right. So regarding whether Grover Beach has weighed in on this suggested compensation put out by Ms. Valenko, it still has to go through a formal process in each of our respective communities. But I can't commit to it because I'm only one member on the city council. I'm glad to see that the community of Oceano is willing to have conversations, yet then I'm a bit perplexed because I saw there was a follow-up motion to what you just explained, Mary, that said start to have a discussion based on this. So is there latitude, or are you saying based on that, that's the only time you're going to discuss? I want to get some clarification on that, and I see Jenna.
City of Arroyo Grande, step forward.
I just would like to recommend that we do stay within the scope of the agenda item right now. I apologize, but we are planning at this point to bring this discussion back at the October 7th board meeting, and because we are currently paid through November, it's my understanding that there is no need for immediate action at this point, and then we can come and have a full discussion and answer a lot of questions.
Okay.
Currently, we are not working with the contract. There are no 60-day notices.
Currently, none of the member agencies have a contract for billing the sanitation district portion of their wastewater processing fees. None of the member agencies currently have a contract, which, by the way, is in conflict with the requirements of the Health and Safety Code. So hopefully the member agencies can take either the proposed email or other suggestions and at our next meeting and consider those potential ways of moving forward. But again, I think the and thank you, Council, that the purpose of this meeting was to try to figure out what our intended action was from the last meeting, and it appears that things will at least continue to operate until our next regular meeting.
So we are in agreement. There is no contract. We are operating under a gentleman's, gentlewoman's, or whatever the current PC term is. I was going to say gentleman's agreement. I didn't want to exclude the ladies.
Gentle districts and gentle cities.
And that I think we had previously given direction to come back on October 7th with the discussion of some amount. I guess there's been a formula that's come to light, and so we're going to try and get that on our calendar before then. And then I think also there was the previous discussion to come back with a contract with from all three agencies that is in an equitable manner. Correct?
I believe that's the case. Okay, item 3B has two parts again. First is approval of the correction to the job description for district administrator. Mr. Clemens, you have the report on that?
Okay. Our last district administrator was called district manager. That's with appointing me, there was a few different terms that was used for my job description. And so staff was directed to go back and look at the appropriate naming or the appropriate description or job description. In that job description, in the research, staff went back and discovered that district administrator had been the term that had been used since the district was formed. The only time it had been changed was when Mr. Wallace left and Mr. Karp took over at that point. They called it general manager, I believe. And there was no board action to change it at that time, nor has there been any actual board action. So that being the case, staff is recommending that the title be district administrator, and in my case, interim district administrator, because that's consistent with the history of the district, and there hasn't been any formal or resolutional type changes on that.
Can I just ask a quick question, just for historical purposes, whatever people want to call the job title, I'm fine with. When Wallace had come in as interim, he did come in as an interim and stayed on. And so did he come on as an interim administrator, or did he come on as an interim GM? Do you know?
I do not know. Okay. I'd have to look that up.
I just thought maybe you knew just reading through the papers and stuff, because, you know, we don't want to repeat the past.
Everything I've seen with regard to Mr. Wallace just said district administrator. So
okay.
I'd have to look back on that.
Okay, great. Thank you.
So you're just seeking direction to change the title from district manager to district administrator to be consistent throughout the documents, correct? Okay.
Yes, sir. And so we can remain consistent from this point going forward.
And you don't need to, this doesn't have to be open up to the public, correct? So can I make a motion on this item?
Yes, we've had public comment on all of the items on the agenda.
I was trying to read. Okay, so then I'll just make the motion that we change the position title. We make sure that the position title is district administrator on all appropriate documents.
Yes, and I also think that specifically with this item before the board, we're just, it was asked to be brought back to the board since there were some edits that needed to be made. So we're just asking the board to approve the corrections that have been made.
So moved.
I'll second that. May we have a roll call, please?
Director Lucy?
Yes.
Vice Chair Scholes?
Yes.
Chairman Hill?
Yes. Part number two of item 3B is approval of contract for interim district administrator that was discussed at the prior meetings September 2nd and September 16th. And the recommendation is that the board review and approve the interim district administrator, Mr. Clemens, contract. Questions from the board, Mary?
Yes, maybe this is, I don't know, for legal counsel. I don't want to ask Mr. Clemens a question on his on the contract we're considering for him. I think that's a bit awkward. I just wanted to ask the question. It looks like on page 2 of 9, the contract should take effect. And has this been revised? Because I think I had one that said it would take effect on Friday, September 11th. I want to make sure.
Yes, we, after the last meeting, we sent this back to Mike Seitz, who is in charge of the labor and employment issues for the district still. So, and I asked him to make those revisions, and the contract that I reviewed that he sent back said that it would be in, it would be retroactive to September 11th, Mr. Clemens' payment, since technically he has been in the position since that date.
Okay. So then we're okay with the way it is written here.
It's right there.
I just have two quick questions.
Friday's okay.
It is okay.
That's all right.
Okay. And then I did want to go back to page 1, and it's section 1, and it's B. It says it will be John Clemens' option to return to plant superintendent duties upon completion of his term as district interim district. I see a typo. Basically, during his term as interim district administrator, and I was just wondering, would it be better for this to say John will return to this position? And at the end of that, do we need further clarification that might say, or the hiring of a permanent district administrator? I don't know if I'm just getting ahead of myself on this.
We can always make those edits if the board pleases. I don't think that they are necessary at this point. I think we were just trying to, I'm hesitant to speak for Mike Seitz since he was the drafter of the contract, but I believe that his intention in drafting this language was to leave open John's ability to go back to his position as plant superintendent, and so we didn't want to preclude that.
Okay. Thank you.
And presumably also his term as interim administrator would terminate when a permanent administrator was appointed.
Correct.
I just look at the word option, and there's just things that kind of are undefined with a word like that. But anyway.
So if there is a concern, what could happen is that the board could direct staff to make this edit and authorize the contract at that point so that we don't have to once again bring it back to the board and then prolong signing the contract. And we could make that correction and early next week have the board members sign.
Okay, fair enough. Thank you, Jim.
Mary, go ahead and ask your questions first.
If a GM or administrator is found before April, then do they run concurrent, the contracts, or this one will, after training, you know, does this one lapse? And
once again, I didn't draft the contract, so I'm hesitant to answer those questions. I think they would be better addressed to Mike Seitz. Right. Okay. So Section 3A1 says that it would be 1 week after. So there would maybe be a week long.
I read that, but I wasn't quite sure. And then secondly, Mr. Clemens won't miss. So if Mr. Clemens chooses to continue to be plant supervisor, field supervisor, whatever people want to terminate that bit, he won't lose any steps in, will he lose steps in that field, by basically taking a leave and filling this position, right? Will he lose steps? Is there something funny?
No. Excuse me, Ms. Lucy has the floor.
I think the contract actually says he would not lose steps.
Thank you, John.
Yeah.
I didn't see the humor in the question, I guess. You know, you want to sit up here, Ms. Hill? Ms. Hill, you're more than welcome to take any of the chairs.
Please. Ms. Lucy has the floor.
The main thing is I don't want somebody to lose steps because they're filling two positions, and they're two supervisory positions. And so to freeze it in time also is not fair, and I just wanted to make sure the contract did not do that because I have seen people caught up in that.
Yeah, so if you it's section 5.
And I didn't think it spelled it out very well in Section 5. It just had too many loopholes.
Okay.
So that's why I just assumed to ask it.
Okay, that's fair. I do think that the contract does address that. And like I said to Vice Chair Scholes, if there are any additional edits that any of the board members would like, staff is happy to take those back and make those changes.
Great. So. Thank you very much. I appreciate your answers.
I think that the clear intent is that we appreciate Mr. Clemens stepping forward to accept the interim administrator duties collateral to his duties as plant superintendent and simultaneously with those duties. And it's our clear desire that when our board does find a permanent district administrator, that we will have Mr. Clemens return to the plant superintendent duties. So that's the clear intent in that since he's not leaving the plant superintendent duties, that would carry forward uninterrupted through his service, through his additional service as interim administrator. I believe that's the intent.
Okay.
So with that, I'm prepared to support this item.
I move that we accept the contract for Mr. Clemens on as interim administrative.
I'll second that.
It's been moved and seconded that we approve the contract with Mr. Clemens as interim district administrator. May we have a roll call, please?
Director Lucy?
Yes.
Vice Chair Scholes?
Yes.
Chairman Hill?
Yes. That concludes the business of this meeting.
And Chair Hill, may I make a comment, please? I know that it's not a section on here for board comment, but I feel compelled. I want to say thanks to John for stepping up and doing this as we move into the process to hire a full-time administrator. I want to make sure that we are clear to Mr. Clemens that while we appreciate that his stepping up, we know that there are some areas that he's obviously not going to be district legal counsel, and I want to make sure that there is a coordination and he understands that he has legal counsel as a resource. I just want to make sure that during this interim period that we are not creating greater exposure for legal challenges. And so when packets are put together, even public record act requests are received, that he is working with Ms. Schulf to make sure that we are legally complying with all the laws. And I know it's a balance, but I just feel like we continue to have discussions about legal bills, and yet we're at a very tenuous time in which we do need to lean on legal counsel to make sure that we are complying with all of the applicable laws and codes that are in effect. And I'm hoping the rest of the board would be in agreement with that.
So I want to thank the public for their comments and suggestions today, and appreciate your patience as we go forward. And we will address further. I think this was basically a housekeeping meeting today, and we'll address further issues on our next meeting on the 7th. So thank you again, and we're adjourned.